All right, ladies, welcome once again to your Venus and Nick podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and I've got John Barber on the phone, and today is a very special podcast. Today, we're going to talk about three things that you need to be aware of, two which are coming around just this next week, one happening tomorrow and one happening the next day. So the first thing that we need to talk about is obviously the Venus and Nick contest, and both the transformation contest, and we're having an open category, a couple open categories in this one as well. The other side is the Venus Summit, or Adonis Venus Summit, which we'll talk about and why that is the way that it is. And then finally, we'll talk about the Anything Goes Diet, which launches tomorrow. And that's kind of John's new piece that you're going to want to know about. So, John, let's go ahead and let's talk about the first Venus contest. What's the deal with this? How are we going to judge it? What are we looking for? You know, all that good stuff.
Okay, so the first Venus contest is going to be, we're actually going to have two contests where it's going to be a transformation, so a best before and after. It starts on the January 19th, ends April 13th, and there's going to be, we're going to award six prizes, first, second, third, and then fourth through sixth. First is $500, second is $350, third is $250, and four through six is $200. And now that's the transformation. So that's, it doesn't matter how far away you're starting. It just matters that you're improving. And the improvement, by definition, is moving towards the ideal VI numbers, Venus Index numbers. Doesn't mean you have to hit them. It just means moving towards them, making an improvement. And now, but we also know that there's a lot of girls who are already close to those numbers and, you know, don't necessarily have a long way to go. So we also wanted to award something, at least have some structure in place for people who are already really close but still need some kind of goal or some kind of target. So we're gonna have an open competition too, and we're going to award win, place, and show for that as well. And so wins 500, places 350, and shows 250. So that's basically where we're going. So we have, I guess, nine prizes up for grabs. And you can kind of assess on yourself which category you think you want to be in. You're not technically entered. You don't technically enter either till April 13th when you submit your pictures. So what you need to do is when you submit them, by submitting them, you just need to email them to me. That's when you indicate which of the two categories you want to be in. In both cases, I suggest taking a before picture on January 19th, just because I want to see the befores regardless if you're in the open or in the transformation, just to see how far you've come. But obviously, they're a requirement for the transformation contest. You don't need to send the January 19th pictures in until the 13th of April. And when you send the before pictures plus the after pictures with your contest essay, that's when you officially are entered. Taking your before pictures, just you need to take that on the 19th to have documentation that that's when you started. So a before picture is we need three. We need you standing facing the camera, then a side shot, then a back shot. A bikini helps just because we do need to see the shape of your body, and that's how we're judging it. So if you're kind of behind bulky clothes, it defeats the entire purpose of what we're trying to accomplish here. I know the girls have been bugging about legs or not, but we do need to see you sort of head to toe in these pictures because part of the Venus Index is the ratio of waist to shoulder to hip, so we kind of need to see all of that in there. And then in that series of pictures, you need one picture of the current day's newspaper, and could you also take a close-up of the date on the picture? And it doesn't need to be the picture, the newspaper picture doesn't need to be one of the official poses. It just needs to be in that series of pics. So it can be sort of, it can be your front pic, your back pic, your side pic, then an additional picture with you holding the paper, and then a close up of the paper's date. So I can piece that together as sort of the documentation proof. Also, your pictures, can you please label them with your name and whether or not it's a before or after? So your front pic would be your name. Front, so indicating that it's the picture where you're facing front, then before, so I know it's the before pic. And then same with the side pic, so it would be your name, side, before. And then same thing with your afters. That just helps me sort through them because a lot of people have been mailing in pictures just with the standard labeling the camera gives them. So I end up with a bunch of pictures that are just labeled 00012 or IDC, whatever, and it's impossible for me to find them. It just becomes very difficult. So please name them that way. Also, we need a 250-word essay. just documenting or explaining your experience through the contest. That also just submit that on April 13th. And that goes for both the open and the transformation contest. Judging criteria, judging me and Brad, and Brad will be judging both categories. And when I say Brad and Brad, Brad Howard and Brad Pilon. Is there anything I'm missing?
I mean, as far as prizes.
No, I got all the prizes in there.
Well, I mean, we didn't talk about ambassadorship status.
Oh, yeah. If you win, you can win ambassadorship status, which gives you sort of lifetime access to everything we have.
Yeah, so you never have to pay for anything again.
And ambassadors will be invited to judge the following transformation contest, if you're not entering it.
Right. And then the final thing about ambassadorship status, obviously, is you get godlike powers within the community, so you can kind of do a lot more stuff.
Mm.
You know, and I don't know if that's important to people, but it's pretty cool.
Yep.
You know, you're kind of a leader, and you've shown that you're a leader, so you get to have leadership abilities and be able to do leadership things. So really, really cool. Like I say, it means you get to judge the next contest. If you're not in the contest, so, like, for instance, nobody but me and Brad and John and maybe a couple of guest judges will be judging open contests, but transformation contests can be judged by ambassadors as long as those ambassadors aren't actually in the transformation contest.
Right, but at this point there's really nobody. Well, I suppose Allie could judge.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And to be clear on the open contest... the way the open will be judged will be pickier than the way the transformation contest will be judged. In other words, if you're getting prepared and then towards, you know, the beginning of April, you're starting to think, man, I think I can win the open, or you're not sure which of the two contests to enter. The point of the transformation is just as it says, transformation. So, you don't need to be close to a perfect VI or an ideal VI for your height. If you've come a long way and you've made big changes, you should be in the open, or you should be in the transformation contest. That's where you should submit your pictures. However, if you already feel like you're pretty close and your numbers are pretty close and you just literally want to kind of sharpen up and just see what you can do and how far you can take things and how close you can really get to your ideal VI, that's probably an indication you want to be in the open. Just because other people with further distance to travel to get to their ideal VI kind of have an advantage in the transformation contest because they literally have more work to do. Whereas in the open, what we're trying to do is provide a place for people to compete who are already close. So that means the competition in the open, even though like we're giving away three prizes, first, second, and third, the competition will be a bit tighter. So we're gonna be a bit pickier with the final whoever comes in those three positions,
right.
But there's nine total positions, so I mean there's nine prizes going out regardless. So you can be, you can't enter both. You have to pick which one you want to enter, but that's kind of like how to decide. So I mean, and I think you'll know. I think the people who want to be in the open sort of know that they just don't have a long way to go, but still need some incentive to take it to another level.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, we're kind of piggybacking off a lot of the stuff we've learned from the Adonis contests, and, you know, we weren't going to have an open contest this first time, but based on kind of the feedback we've been getting just in the community, it looks like it's going to be a necessity
mm-hmm.
in order to kind of maximize the amount of participation that we get.
We wanted to nip it in the bud. We came in, we ran into this problem. I guess it's a problem in the third Adonis contest. We sort of ended up with a lot of guys who started looking good, finished looking great, but the transformation, the quote transformation, wasn't as dramatic as some other guys. But the final look was great. So we're like, oh, what do we do? So that created the open. So with Venus, we have the open immediately.
Right.
And it's a convergence point. So it's not like building more muscle is going to win, or it's not like getting ultra ripped is going to win. This isn't a bodybuilding show. This isn't a fitness figure show. Like I've judged those shows before. I know how messed up they get. And I know all of them tend to go overboard, especially in the women's categories. I mean, that's why all of these new categories keep popping up on the women's side. So women's bodybuilding is going out of vogue because it's just It's just gross. And the women are taking testosterone and they're just, it's very unhealthy. It's just not a look anyone's after. And that's when fitness came up. But fitness started getting obscured by women who had a gymnastics background, and that whole, it was skewed towards favoring girls who just had better training in things like gymnastics. So that kind of went out. And then the girls kept getting too big for that one too. And then that's when figure showed up. Again, all of these competitions don't know that they're actually just trying to capture the Venus look, but that's kind of what they're trying to do without knowing that's what they're trying to do. So figure came along, which was, again, the judging criteria for figure was not as muscular as bodybuilding, not as the athletic component wasn't involved where that was biased towards girls with a gymnastics background. So that means, you know, the average girl in the gym who's training looks really good and just was like, look, I look good. I don't want to be huge, but I deserve, you know, I want somewhere to compete. Well, that's what figure was. But now even figure has become bodybuilding-ish. Girls are starting to, you know, use drugs and get too big for figure. So now they have bikini. And then they just keep going back and going back and trying to find a new category. What they don't realize they're after is Venus. And so that's what we're doing. So it doesn't matter how big or muscular one girl is or how ripped another girl is. It's the ratio that we're judging. And very, very, a lot more tighter on the open competition.
A lot more tighter,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's the criteria for both. But for the transformation, it's just your total movement towards it, so how far you've come. But for the open, it's going to be whoever gets the closest.
Yeah. I mean, the beautiful part of all of this is that...
Well, the beautiful part of all of this is you ladies, but go on.
Well, yeah, that of course, it's that. But on the other side, just the methodologies and how you're thinking and what the goals are, it makes it really easy for you to avoid doing any of the things that you might think would give you a leg up in other types of contests. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like crazy diuretics or getting into any of that type of stuff.
Yeah, or trying to, like, tease out some more muscle by taking things that you shouldn't be taking, like things like that. It's you don't need to do any of that. It's
yeah,
perfect.
You'll blow past everything you're...
Well, you'll obscure the look. It's not a bodybuilding ripped or a bodybuilding big look that we're after.
Sure.
And like I said, even the figure competitions are getting out of hand. So, I mean, I was working with a couple of girls who just competed in figure, and it's same thing. It's just getting out of hand again. And so, I mean, and some of the girls I know who just will not do what they won't take the drugs that the other girls are taking. And I think they end up looking perfect. And I think they look, you know, they end up with their Venus numbers. But the girls that beat them are the ones that have even more muscle and are even more ripped. They're the ones who take it to the extreme. So that's what I'm saying. All of these mainstream competitions are losing their way. They don't know what to do with themselves, and they keep straying into the extremeness of bodybuilding.
Sure.
So just keep, you know, the single focus is the three, the VI numbers, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, perfect. All right, so let's talk about Summit.
Summit. Oh, okay. So the contest ends, as you know, both contests end on April 13th. Oh, and by the way, we'll have all the data on how the information on how to enter and the specifics on the blog on venusindex.com. So you'll be able to reference back. You don't have to just listen to the podcast. You'll be able to reference back for all this information. Summit, we're going to be, when I say we, me, Brad, and Brad, and whoever else wants to come, will be in Vegas April 15th through 17th. That's a Friday to a Sunday. And that's immediately after the contest ends, which is April 13th. So everybody's welcome. We hope everyone can show up. It's for Venus and Adonis. So we're hoping it's, you know, we're calling it an unconference because doesn't have scheduled seminar meetings or anything like that. It's just we're going to be there. We're hoping as many people can show up as they want. And based on turnout, you guys can have as much or as little of our time as you want. You're probably going to want each other's time more than ours. But if you literally want to just corner us for an evening and pick our brains and just get as many questions answered and go through as much stuff as you want, we'll do that. Or we can, you know, leave all of that teaching stuff alone and just enjoy the time. And, you know, we'll just all go out for a dinner and then I'll go out afterwards. We're going to judge how formal or informal it gets based on turnout and what people want. So we're not telling you how this thing will go. You guys can tell us how you want it to go. And the point is we'll be there and we're just inviting everyone on both sides. And so hopefully hopefully as many people as possible can show up.
Yeah, I mean, and on the other side too, as far as what ends up happening. I mean, on the fun side, I mean, we know plenty of people out there, a lot of concierge services that are kind of in our back pocket, so we can go and get in just about anywhere we want, any club, restaurants. I mean, so we won't have to worry about that. Pools, any of that stuff. So a lot of it we'll be able to get in, you know, probably for free. So that's kind of the other thing too. When we talk about being in an unconference or a summit, a lot of the stuff we may end up doing may be, you know, by a bar or in the pool or, you know, that type of talking and just having a good time with it and taking Q&A and just and going with it that way. I think it'd be more fun. And actually, probably, I hate sitting in conferences, to be quite honest. I don't think.
Oh, me too. And most of the best communicating and most of the best info comes out at the
end.
At the end, or where, over by the food or by the bar. So we're just going to skip the actual seminar rooms and do all the talking at dinner and at the bar. So that's kind of how we're setting the thing up. So, I mean, the point is, it's happening. We'll be there. We know some of the Adonis guys will be there. We hope some of you guys can make it. And it'll become what it'll become based on the turnout. That's really you guys are what's going to make it good.
Yeah. Kind of what I want to do, and I haven't talked about this with John, I'll just throw it out there. I would love to do this after every contest.
Oh, me too. Any excuse to go back to Vegas. Oh, and it will never be anywhere besides Vegas.
All right. Well, we have to have a revote on that one, but yeah.
Okay. Well, at least for the foreseeable future, let's leave it at that.
All right. Here's the other advantage of being in Vegas too, as well, or is coming. Obviously, all of us will be in phenomenal. I mean, all of us will have to be in phenomenal shape. It's Vegas. We just got out of the. We'll just be coming out of the contest. So every single person that'll be there, that includes us, will have to be in bang out shape. So if you want to see what we look like at our best, and as well as see what everybody else is going to look like at their best, that's probably going to be the place to be. Mm. Just going to say it.
Yeah.
Because we can't exactly show up, you know, fat and nasty, right? the other part of that is that obviously if you show up and you participate in the contest and you win, I can show up with a check or cash. It's up to you. I mean, it's Vegas. If you don't trust yourself with cash, I can give you a check. It doesn't matter, but you can get it. I don't have to mail it to you. You can have it right then.
So. Yeah, I never thought about that. It's probably get out quicker than just in person than mailing it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can bring the checkbook and we can get it going.
Or you can have it in chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or you can have it in chips.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
however you'd like to get paid, you can have it in chips. You can have it in cash. You can have it in check.
Check, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but we'll have a good time with it. Like I said, we're fun dudes, and it'll be good. So hopefully everybody, as many people as possible, can show up. We're trying to give you some heads up, not only with this one, but kind of going forward of how we're going to do things in the future, so that even if you can't make this one, maybe kind of mark your calendar ahead of time, knowing that it's going to happen again, so that you can get ready for it. And if you want to come to all three, I mean, heck, why not? You know.
I guess speaking of three, there's three contests a year. We've been doing that on the Adonis side for a year, but you got the girls will be getting that as well. So the second contest is May 11th to August 3rd, and then the third is August 31st to November 23rd. The reason these dates are chosen is to give us about a 3 or 4 week interval between each contest, and they work backwards from American Thanksgiving. I know that's slightly biased towards the United States, but since so many people are from the States and Thanksgiving is sort of an impossible thing to be dieting through, we design it so that the last contest of the year, the third, ends before Thanksgiving. So if we just work backwards, adding a 4 week interval in between each, that leaves January 19th as the logical start date for this one. So that's why the dates are picked the way they are. Each one of these contests has an open associated with it too. So there's always a transformation and always an open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's looking forward for the year. That's just basically how everything's structured.
Right.
Is there anything else?
Well, just as far as totals, just kind of keep in mind, between the two contests, we'll be paying out around $10,000 in cash. It's not $10,000 in value. That's 10 grand in cash.
Cash. Oh, and I'm working on a supplement deal, for prizes too.
Sure. And so that's just, the amount of actual physical money that gets given away. As far as the value, there'll be plenty of other stuff that gets going out too. So,
including ambassador status.
Ambassadorship status, which is, shoot.
There's value there too. We haven't even calculated it.
Yeah, it's priceless.
Yep.
So, all right, let's talk about AGD. Why does it matter? What's the deal?
Okay.
Why are we putting it out in front of the contest?
All right, so AGD is the short form for the name of my new diet program called the Anything Goes Diet. Kind of like how people have adopted ESE as the short form for Eat, Stop, Eat, which is Brad Pilon's book or program on intermittent fasting. AGD has been in the works for at least a year. It started as what to do on the eat days. So it doesn't mean it has to be used with Eat, Stop, Eat. It's just kind of where the idea came from. Basically, we didn't know what to say to people, or at least we hadn't quite made it clear what to say to people on the days that they actually eat. So Eat, Stop, Eat turned into the book on how, you know, what Brad's teaching you not to eat, and then AGD, I'm teaching you how to eat. And that's kind of the two sides of that coin anyways. And Covert Nutrition is how to deal with sort of the emotional hotspots in between. So AGD is all of my diet philosophy, the diet I used. I've trained a few people. It's kind of what Allie was doing when she got in shape for her Adonis or Venus photo shoot. Sorry. And so this is just my answer to the way to eat. And there's no rules involved. It's principle based, so it's flexible. You can fit anything. You can fit it into any kind of lifestyle. And it's based on the concept that anything actually does go. I don't know if that's a controversial title. It's just the one that made sense. However you choose to eat can be used as a way to lose weight and as a way to get in shape. And I wouldn't force anyone to eat any other pattern. So the way I eat isn't the way Brad eats, and it isn't the way Brad Pilon eats either. But, you know, all of us have managed to get in shape. So this is the principles of how that works. And I wanted to make it available. So we were pushing to get it ready this week because I want, for anyone who does need to lose weight and lose body fat specifically for this contest, I wanted to make it available in time for the start of the contest. So that's why it's out this week.
Right. Yeah, and that's probably, as far as new material, I mean, maybe 15-20% new material, something like that. I mean, for the majority of stuff, you've probably heard it before, especially if you've been listening to podcasts and things like that. But it's a really good tool to have everything in one place. So I think that's one of the benefits of this, is that, you know, same thing with like ESE, and we've talked about this, you know, on the other side. But reviewing all the materials, you know, once every 3 months or so, it's probably a good thing because you have new experiences and a new perspective, and so you're going to get new kind of insights from the same material over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it. I even do it with stuff I write myself. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, so, you pick up new material even out of your own old writing. So when what we've already said to the guys, and we're going to say it here too, if you're in the contest, and we hope as many of you possible want it, that can enter, will enter, reread all the Venus materials, body-centric eating. If you have Eat, Stop, Eat, reread that. If you're going to pick up AGD and use it, which we recommend, read that and refamiliarize yourself with the whole point of why you're here in the first place. And that should give you – you'll probably get more insight even out of reading the same materials you've already had, and it'll give you some motivation to get on track.
Yeah. And the other side to that is people that win the contest, I mean, at least on the guy's side, there are two big things that we always see as far as what they do. And that is, number one, they're always very active in the community. I mean, without fail. It just is the way it is. Now, there are a lot of people that enter that aren't active, but the people that are the most active are the ones that typically win. And then on the other side, these people also have learned to kind of manage their downtime, and that's when they're going back and listening to podcasts while they're driving around or while they're doing any type of like cardio or whatever they're doing. So one of the things that we notice, and I asked this question back in the community a couple of weeks ago, of what your favorite form of learning is, and without fail, it was mostly audio. And then followed by written and then video. And it started to make sense because before, I was thinking that most people needed to be upfront and focused on, like, video, and we got to teach them something, and they got to be 100% like cued into what we're teaching. And now I'm starting to think a little bit differently, because I'm starting to look at how I actually learn over and over and over again. And that's me personally, by having, you know, audio CDs in the car and MP3s while I'm driving around, or while I'm doing some light cardio, like claiming back this off time and just listen to the same stuff over and over and over again. And it's really weird, because I get new insights every single time that I can apply. So it makes sense that the people that are winning the contest are reclaiming this lost time and taking our podcast, even if you take the guy's side and re-listen to those, or go in and listen to them. And I think you and I, John, you and I talked about actually having kind of a quick start list that we may put together, maybe next week or something like that, with the podcast, like the ones that are the most beneficial, like that people are saying, all right, these are the aha ones.
Yeah, some of the back issues of even the Adonis Lifestyle podcast are completely applicable to the girls too. So I would expect you, if you're serious, there's some old ones that, some back issue, I guess you could say, podcasts that are definitely worth listening to get you on track for some of this stuff here. And then moving forward, our podcasts over the next 3 months will kind of double as coaching calls for the contest anyways. So, from what we know of the general feeling and challenge of each level of the contest, considering it in three parts, the first month, second month, third month, we kind of will know, we'll do, coaching call type podcast to address specifically what you'll run into in the first month, second month, and third month. And then towards the end, we'll explain the last couple podcasts. We'll explain how to take the after pictures and sort of how to get ready for the final look.
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, we learn new and new stuff. That makes a lot of sense. We learn new stuff all the time about everyone and how people learn. Not only how people learn, but how people like to learn, and more specifically, how we can best get you results. And I think that we're kind of coming to grips with the fact that we need to figure out ways to get our material to you in such a way that you can take it and use it in your off time. Mm-hmm. And times that you know, we don't want to claim your time that you need to be doing other stuff, like a lot of people seem to be doing, like, oh, you gotta check out my stuff right now, watch my video right now, and take up all this time. I think just based on what we've talked about and kind of some of the insights we're getting, I think we can go a lot farther if we focus on helping you fill your gap times or times that are dead times with material, so that you can learn that way and just kind of be exposed and kind of naturally being dragged into, oh God, dragged in, man, I'm sounding bad today. But naturally just kind of being exposed to this stuff and getting your aha moments like that, like when you're driving around, or, you know, like I say, when you're doing cardio, or
without like feeling like you're doing more work or back in school or something.
Exactly. It's kind of more or less just almost like via osmosis. Mm. That sounds even weirder, but I'm learning a lot like that.
I do most of my podcast listening too when I'm when I'm doing cardio or in the car, because it just seems like such a massive waste of time if I'm in the car for half an hour to not get something done.
Yeah, what's the radio do really? I mean, you're not going to dance.
Nothing. The radio's the same every day. It's the exact same stuff.
Yeah. Now if you've got your significant other in the car, I don't know. Maybe if you're trying to give them a hint, maybe you cut that podcast on. But I don't know.
Anyways, all right. I think we're good. Do we have anything else we need to finish up with?
I think we covered everything. The dates. Did you cover the getting the dates in the newspapers and all that stuff down?
And you're in the before picture. Just make sure there's a pic of the newspaper and then a close up with the date. We covered all that. Plus, all that information will be written in the post, anyways.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I don't think we've got anything else, man.
All right.
All right, sweet. So for John Barber, I'm Brad Howard, and this is your Venus Index podcast.